Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from the daily taf of Pesachim Yud Ches is the kashrus of an animal that was fed macholos asuros. There is a fascinating summary in the Masifta Gemara that revolves around an opinion of the Rama when taken to its logical extreme, poses severe questions in Hilchos Kashrus. And the solution might be found on our daf. The Rama in Yoredeya Simin Samach Sif Aleph writes, Behemosh and Espatva B'dvarim Asurim are Mutaros. An animal has been fed things that are Asur. For a person to eat, then it will be permissible. But if it, all of its days it was fed Dvarim Asurim, then it's going to be Asur. Because the animal was sustained by an Isur, that will be usher to the individual, and it's perceived and conceived by the halacha that it's as if the individual is deriving and eating a little bit of that isur itself. The Shach quotes that the Rama even has a more stringent opinion in the Torah Schatas. The Shach in Sivkoton Hei writes a lechatchila one is not from the Rama, that the Rama had said, lechatchila one is not allowed to buy from a Gentile animal that had drunk from chalav tmeya. In other words, only kosher milk could be fed to an animal that ultimately is going to be slaughtered and eaten for its meat. That would be, if we would follow that, that would introduce a massive problem for many instances of meat today, because not only will we need a kashrus, if you will, on the shechita of the animal, but if you took it to its logical extreme, then in such a case, you would need a kashrus on what the animal had eaten as well. The Shach disagrees, and he disagrees, mikotza lakotza. He says the meat of an animal that had been fattened from macholos asuros is also going to be acceptable, because the digestion of the macholos asuros makes it as if the food doesn't exist at all. The Prima Gadim in we follow the chumrah of the Ramah, if we know that the animal was sustained throughout its years on Isur Achila. If it once imbibed it, we're not machmir, but if it was sustained on it, then lechatchila, we are going to be machmir. The problem is that there are times that there are certain chickens and so on that are actually sustained on the meat of treifas, that it's not just once in a while they had it, but it was even sustained on it, and one could argue that lechatchila, according to the Rama, one should not eat from those chickens. However, lechura the Shach has a raya from our daf today. In our daf, we had discussed on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, going to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, para sheshashasasa mechatas. This is a Mishnah in the end of Meseches Para that describes that if a cow drinks the mechatas, which we know that the mayim that are used to be metar someone from tmei meis is mitame, if a cow drinks it in such a case, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he paskin like on the top of Yuches Amud Aleph, batlu bimeya, it becomes batel in the animal's digestive process. Asks the Chubina Rav Zechrona Livracha and Shaul Suchu is Chelek Gimel Simen Nun, that from our Gemara we see, like the Shach, the Chura one could argue that one doesn't even need to follow this Chumra of the Ramal Chatchila. This whole halacha of Behema Shin Ispatima from Macholos Asuros, and to say that the Macholos Asuros is somehow still in existence today, that is difficult to understand. Because at the end of the day, the tumah of the water falls away when it's digested. So too, identity of macholos asuras vis-a-vis this cow also falls away, or this chicken, once it's digested the macholos asuras. To put it in conceptual terms, we have a fundamental question over here of whether when something is eaten, does that disappear? And identity is not incorporated in the animal or being that has eaten it? Or do we say, no, it doesn't disappear, it's now become incorporated in it, And if it's the majority, so then of food that was eaten, then we look at the whole animal as assuming that identity. Our Gemara seems to be quite clear that when it comes to the mechatas, we look at it as disappeared. The Shabina Rav answers this raya and suggests it could very well be that our sugya is dependent on a machlokes tanoim in the Yerushalmi in Trumas. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about our sugya. If mashkim shenichus nisrechu, if water that has become ruined loses its tuma, or it does not lose its tuma. The opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is that it does not lose its tuma. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that way as well. If we look on later in our Gemara said that the reason why the water that is tame loses its identity in the cavity of the animal is because it has a halacha of mayim saruach, spoiled water. So Shabina Rav argues that the food doesn't disappear. It's a middle category. It has a din of, as Rav Ashi had suggested, a dover saruach. And it could very well be that a dover saruach still exists. And once we say it still exists, so then in such a case it becomes part of the identity of the animal. Clearly, though, one would not need to be machmir more than an animal that the majority of its eating its food was from machalos asuras, as the Ramah described. But l'chura, the Shach's argument seems to be a beferish Gemara. However, we have the defense of the Ramah from the Chabina Rav based on the Yerushalmi. There is a similar type of case that needs to be discussed in this context, that in Shulchan Aruch, they discuss in Hilchos Pesach, what if a grain is found inside the bowels of a chicken, that the halacha is that the chicken is going to be mutter, but the grain needs to be destroyed. See the Beis Yosef over there in Simin Taf Samach Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah brings this lahalach in Hilchos Pesach in Sif Katan Pei Ches. But the Mineu Bei of our sugya is really not the Hilchos Pesach one. How the Hilchos Pesach relates would be a fascinating question. And does it intersect? But the Diyun of the Shach and the Ramah and the Teretz, the Shabina Rav, emerges as well as different angles of our Gemara itself. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Yud Ches.